granddaughter just wants to go on a trip, or go out to the, he's gonna work winter sports club complex this Saturday, and I said, because her birthday's Friday.
We'd like to call the meeting to order. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we vote on the approval of the consent agenda, we've got to amend the agenda tonight under new business. 10A will be the MTA conference. So with the amended agenda, I'm looking for a motion, please.
Motion to approve is amended.
Is there support?
Support.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approved. Next on the approval of the consent agenda, looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Is there support?
Support.
Alex supported. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against, motion carries. This time, we take public comment. If you have a public comment, please step to the microphone, give your name for the record, and address your comment in 3 minutes to the board. Is there any public comment? Any public comment?
Chris Monroe, 5762 Jefferson Avenue. I'm just curious. I think I had asked the question last meeting or the meeting before last about getting your paying your bills online or with a debit card. And I was just wondering if there was any further action involved in that matter, because you're just catching up with the times. That's what people like to do. You know, if they'd like to give you their bank account number, you can draw it out every month on the month, and they don't have to worry about it. So that's my question to ask the board.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Any other public comment? If there's no other public comment this time, I've asked Trudy Rosema to attend the meeting for a Citizens Award this evening, and I'd like to read it off before I have her come forward. It says, certificates awarded to Trudy Rosema by Eggleston Township Board of Trustees in recognition of your valuable contribution, hard work, and dedication towards the implementing of the Lighting of the Trees program for the residents during Christmas season. Citizens like you give their time, energy to bring the residents of Eggleston Township together in a positive manner are truly invaluable, so please accept our deepest gratitude.
I have some bigger plans. I just wanted to get it off the ground the first couple of years. Next year I plan to include veterans and possibly some other businesses and have some more things for the children to do. They've been asking me to have Santa come. So I'll try to grow it. But
absolutely.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you, Trudy.
I want to thank you for all your years of teaching. You taught all my grandkids and stuff.
Yes,
great
you.
Teacher.
Thanks again, Trudy. Next on the agenda is the Senior Millage Emergency Services Program. I'm going to make a motion, because you can see the documentation in your packet, along with the letter from the Muskegon County Prosecutor. I'd like to make a motion to decline the proposal submitted by the Muskegon County Prosecutor in regards to Eggleston Township's share of the millage, senior millage funds, and allow our clerk Rapp to apply for a grant under the Senior Millage Emergency Services Program. So I'm looking for support.
Support.
Kelly supported. Floor is open. Everybody's got the documentation. She had asked in the past to contact her if there's any additions in regarding to the Senior Millage Emergency Programs that she's trying to put together. So is there any questions or comments on it?
This is just so that we can help use more of the money to help our own senior citizens.
Correct.
Right. That's why we're doing. That's why.
Who will be serving on the committee? Because I see there's going to be a committee of three. Do you know who? Gary.
My proposal would be two of the board members that are here every day because of timeliness. You know, if somebody's hot water heater goes out, we don't have to wait for a week or 2 weeks to call a meeting. So I figured Gary and myself and one or the other of the other others that are here full time. And possibly an at-large citizen. That's going to be, again, how easily it will be for that person to get here within a reasonable amount of time to process it.
So any other discussion?
I don't know if you guys know, but there's a lot of neat things that we're going to be doing for our senior citizens.
My biggest question is, were there any additions that any board member wanted to add to this? Now, Commissioner Foster came in, and I've got on here delinquent sewer bills, and he wanted a clarification that that would be only sewer bills that were left to go and became a tax lien because they couldn't pay them. Because they, if they qualify for poverty exemption on their taxes, their tax part gets paid, but the sewer part does not. It stays as a lien on the taxes against their home, and we don't want them to lose their home over a sewer bill.
And how much money are we talking, huh? Because, I mean, we've had money, but we've never been told how much money. You've done a senior dinner, and we've never mm-hmm. known what you get for the senior dinner, and so how much is this going to...
You were given all that information. We started out with $12,000, and it was increased to $20,000 for the year.
So this is
$26,000
on top of
this year. This is a separate program
from the other.
Totally independent.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, if it was independent from the other thing.
Any other questions or comments? Now we'll do a roll call.
Alex.
Yes.
Renee.
Yes.
Brent.
Yes.
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 Kelly.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next on the agenda is a festival recognition.
Back up with that motion. You didn't give me the authority to apply for these funds. Could we get that in there? Because I have to apply for the funds from.
Okay, I just thought when I made the motion that to allow you to apply for grant.
I don't
grant,
want to assume anything.
Well, I did state in the motion that to allow Clerk Rapp to apply for a grant under the Senior Millage Emergency Services Program.
Okay, I'll word it the way you just clarified.
Yeah, the way I made the motion was to decline DJ Hilson's.
DJ Hilson's idea.
And all at once, do it all both in the same motion and support. Okay?
Yep.
All right.
I support.
Next is the festival designation by Tammy Stolberg, looking for a motion to accept her resignation.
Motion to accept Tammy Stolberg's resignation with regret.
Is there support?
Support.
Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Nothing from Herb Schaefer, DPW. We do have Chief Cleveland. He's got a 2020 volunteer fire assistance grant. If you want to address it or any questions or comments, direct to the chief.
Great work.
It is. Can you give the
yes.
Finance a little synopsis?
Excuse me, just getting over a little cold. So this is through the DNR grants, a 50-50 match. Our what we applied for this year was, well, last year it has to be in by June, and then you get notified by December. But anyways, we put in for brush fire slash, it'll be dual purpose, brush fire slash extrication gear. Our current brush fire gear is 10 years old this year, 2020. So it, according to NFPA, it should be retired. So we were planning ahead, and this is what we've asked for. Total project cost can be right around $10,000, about $9,800. It runs about $500 a set, so with that being said, we're at 20 sets. That brings us into about that, you know, $9,800. We've added a couple people since they actually put in for the grant. But our share would be $4,900. I just want approval to go forward with it. I'll start getting the quotes and bring those back, hopefully, by the next meeting.
Thank you.
I'd
That's pretty cool.
I just have one comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you apply to Great Lakes for their people?
I'm looking into that to see if maybe we can get that. We have enough in our equipment.
We've done that before.
Right, and we have enough in our equipment to cover the other half if needed. I mean, that was planned for, mm-hmm. but yes, I'm looking into possibly getting that other half. I mean, this is something we probably won't expect until, I would say, to actually receive mid-April to early May-ish, someplace in there, but I don't want to, we literally got notified Thursday before last, and I was able to sneak it in, so mm-hmm. we could start the process.
Thank you.
Thank you for applying for these grants. Good work.
If there's no other questions or comments, Chief, I'm looking for a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Moving forward with the grant process.
Yeah, we'll go through the grant process and get the wildland extrication gear.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there support?
Support.
Any other questions or comments? We'll do a roll call, please.
Renee?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
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 Kelly?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. No old business. The amended agenda with new business is 10A. The MTA conference is coming up. It'll be open for registration, so I'm looking for a motion from the board.
Make a motion to approve any board member that wants to go to attend the MTA conference.
I have motions or support?
Support.
Questions or comments? We'll do a roll call, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
Renee?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
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 Kelly?
Motion carries. No communications this time. Looking for a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Is there support?
Support.
Any questions or comments on the bills? If not, we'll do a roll call.
That was Kelly that supported?
Yes.
Renee?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
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 Kelly?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
Motion carries. This time we take public comment. If you have a public comment, please step to the microphone and give your name for the record. Direct your comment to the board. 3 minutes.
Denny Ames, 1287 Bowling. In regards to your senior village emergency services, mm-hmm. this one thing I was wondering if the board, this would be strictly up to you people. I know years ago, my grandmother, who had lost my grandfather, did not have to pay property taxes because her income was so low. The township just stopped the fact that she had to pay taxes. Now, this isn't for me because I don't need the help, but I know we have a lady on my street whose husband was killed this fall.
Yeah.
And I know she's very sick. Now, this would be something that would help her if she didn't have to pay property taxes.
There's always already a program in place for that.
Yeah.
A poverty exemption, and they can come in, have maybe her daughter or someone come in, and I'll give them the forms and explain, and I'll try to help them through to fill that form out.
If you're a disabled veteran, by the state, you can. I was just wondering if
there's also
for low income too.
There's also an exemption.
Because, you know, to help somebody like that.
Yep.
It would really be nice for the township to help, you know, the residents.
Absolutely.
Like I could get the form. I could get the form, and even if you had an address, I could maybe drive. I don't know if I, you know, want to. You should ask someone, you know, in the family, because I wouldn't want to offend her in any way or anything. But I can get that.
I'll talk to my neighbors about
it. Yep.
Because, like I say, my grandmother got it.
Right.
But this was back in the 70s and 80s.
Yep. We still have that.
Okay. Well, I just was wondering because with what you brought up with that emergency services, that would something. It would definitely help somebody in case of something that has happened. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
Gary White, 661 Carr. I would like to ask everyone here and anyone to say a prayer for our troops in Iran.
Every night.
And anywhere. For the troops, because they're being called up from anywhere, and I would like to see if we can. Everybody, have a prayer for them, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Is there any other public comment? If not, are there any board comments?
I'd like to address Chris. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris Monroe for a second. Sorry. There you are. I'm going to start looking into the problem that we found with the credit cards. Using a credit card at the township is the fee that they charge. We will have to put back onto the residents, you know what I mean? So that we can't offset it in there. So I have started looking into some companies that have lower fees, things like that. We are looking into that and to see how much, what we're going to have to do to try to get those in.
What would that even like include my bank account number to the township and they just take it out automatically every month? And
well, I know for, I know, well, I know right now already, like with your bank account, when you go into your bank account online, and I don't have a sewer bill, so I obviously don't do it with a sewer bill, but a lot of people do. Where you have your online bill pay, you can list Eggleston Township as the, that'll say pay a company, and you can list Eggleston Township, and then it'll say account number, and there is a specific account number, say for your sewer bill.
Yeah.
There is a specific account number there that you can put in, and then you plug it, it'll ask you for the address, you plug it in, and you can go online to your own bank account, and it will come. You don't have to write a check. You don't have to do anything. We get a lot of payment that way.
Okay.
I think
so
you can actually set it up for monthly.
You yes, can. Or, yes, you can. Yeah. You can set it up as a monthly payment. It will come out, but that's on your end in your own account. Yeah. But yes, you can do that.
Okay.
Yep. And you can pay your taxes at Choice One over here, which is where we do our banking. You can pay your taxes at Choice One. Instead of
that's
coming
already taken out.
Oh, yeah.
Through my house payment.
Right. But, I know for a fact that you can, because we get it says bill payment, and it comes in that way. And basically, I know that on Huntington, that's who I have as a bank, you can say, pay it every 30 days. You know what I mean? You can do that. Which, the sewer bill is a quarterly bill, right. So you probably could even say, pay it every 90 days, right. You know. But you can do that currently.
Okay. I'm just trying to get up on all this stuff. My late wife took care of all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get up for the program.
We had a person come in today, though, and wanted to pay for a dog license with a credit card. We have, it happens a lot. There's a lot of people that want credit cards, you know, to be able to use them.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Renee, board comments.
Yes. First of all, thank you, Trudy. And I wanted to acknowledge that Darlene Storm is actually the resident that contacted me and asked me to ask the board to give you that certificate. So I think you should know that she was, and she does such great work, we should really give her also a citizenship award. But I wanted you to know where it actually came from. So thank you.
Is there any other board comments?
I just like to echo the same thing. Thank you, Trudy, for bringing that to fruition. I mean, that's really, we look at ideas and actually getting them off the ground, that's absolutely huge. And to know you're looking to bring that even bigger next year is fantastic. So thank you very much for all your hard work. And also thank you to Chris for bringing that forward. I know that's been before this board several times to look at some sort of electronic pay. I think that is something that we should do some work on, bringing that to the residents. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any other board comments?
Thank you. I echo everybody's thank yous to both of you.
If there's no other ones, I have a couple. Used to have the quarterly board and committee meetings. What I'd like to do, as long as we don't have a second meeting in January, either on January 21st or 23rd, I'd like to at least an organizational meeting with our ZBA, PC, and the board members. I'd like to have it on either one of those days. It's a Tuesday or a Thursday at 6 p.m., at least to hear from each person on the committees and boards. And bring some things out to light that possibly we can recognize. So take a look at your calendars. I'll email the ZBA separate as well as the PC people. It'll be either January 21st or the 23rd at 6 p.m. So if everybody could look at their calendars, and then I'll be in contact with them. Okay, and then the second is we've been given on and off some information for recreational marijuana. Back in June 3rd, to be exact, of this year, 2019, we voted to opt out of recreational marijuana 7-0. Then I pulled the document from the November 4th, 2019 paperwork that I was given by our clerk Rapp to put in communications, a letter dated the 24th of October 2019 regarding recreational. What I'd like to do is, if anybody on this board wants to revisit it, and I'm on the record as saying no, that if any board member here wishes to revisit recreational marijuana, they can contact me and request it be put back on the agenda. And that's where it's at. So I'm going to leave it there.
Do you have speculation that there's board members that have interest in adding this to the agenda?
I'm not sure. I think there was a time when I brought, when the letter was given to me and requested to put in communications, and I think, Renee, maybe you'd had some questions or comments at that time.
Right.
That I was requested to put it under communications. It was not requested by the board member to put it on the agenda. So if you wish, or anybody else wishes, to put something on the agenda regarding recreational marijuana, you can contact me via email, and then I'll do so. So that's where we're at. So I just wanted to bring it all to light that we continue to get some information and documentation regarding recreational. So that'll give the any board member or board members wishing to move forward, and if you want to revisit it, if you're having second thoughts about your vote, then contact me, and we'll go from there. So other than that, Trudy, I appreciate what you do, and me as well as the chief are always there for anything you need. I want you to know that. And thank you for bringing it to light for the community. And with that being said, I hope everybody has a happy new year, and I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there support?
Support.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Everybody have a good, safe evening.
Oh, I really think it's made a course.
Hey, Doug. Doug? You got a second?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't need that.
I did it. Wait, there's a hallway.